Hey everyone, it's your girl Jeri. Welcome to the Real Chatter Podcast, a brand of Jeri Reviews Media. Today we're going to be talking about that Marvel announcement that happened yesterday at the time of this recording, the cast announcement for Avengers Doomsday. But before we get into that, this bonus episode of the Real Chatter Podcast is brought to you by Handful, empowering sports bras. Handful offers the ultimate versatility, comfort, and style with its sports bras, providing unparalleled support and a perfect fit for every activity. As featured in Shape, Oxygen, and Runner's World, customers say the best sports bra I ever owned. And you get to enjoy an exclusive 30% discount at checkout when you use the promo code RealChatter. We here at Real Chatter do get a small commission when you use our promo code. So head over to handful.com for your ultimate sports bra. Okay, now that we pay some bills, y'all, we got to get into the reason I'm posting this. So, usually Ashley is here. Shout out to Ashley. She will be back. But this was a bonus episode and not something that we usually talk about, when we do our TV, our weekly TV chatter. I have to do this because, I'm a comic book fan. This was a huge, huge announcement that went out yesterday from Marvel all over the social medias. It was streamed for like 5 hours. It was ridiculously long. Longer than that Oscar speech from our boy Adrien Brody. Shout out Adrien Brody. Okay, so Marvel hasn't really been doing that great as far as this next phase after losing the original Avengers. I mean, they've had some missteps. They had some great movies, of course. Like Spider-Man did really, really well. Black Panther 2, Wakanda Forever, of course, things like that. But some of their shows have been flops. If I'm going to, and movies, if I'm going to be completely honest, like Moon Knight, She-Hulk, people didn't like Secret Invasion. I actually like Secret Invasion. Miss Marvel, the Marvels, the Marvel, the Marvels, the Marvels. Those have been, there've been some misses there with those titles, but they're coming back. I mean, Daredevil Born Again is doing really, really well. So I think personally, I think that it was not always the plan to have Robert Downey Jr. come back as an alternate version of himself. Well, I should say as an alternate version, because he's going to, I don't know, we haven't seen it yet. Okay, but obviously he's Iron Man, right? So I'm trying to say this right. He's Iron Man. He's going to come back as Dr. Doom, but I'm assuming when he comes back, everyone's going to be like, hey, Tony Stark is alive. And not really, because he's from the multiverse that we were introduced to through Doctor Strange and Spider-Man's movie. So that's what I mean when I say an alternate version of himself, because he obviously is going to look, well, I can't say obviously because I don't know, but I'm assuming he's going to look like Robert Downey Jr. He's going to look like Iron Man. So there are going to be questions like, what, how is Tony here? And then they're going to have to explain that he's Dr. Doom, right? You follow me. Okay. So I don't always think that it was Marvel's plan to kill off Iron Man, Robert Downey Jr., and then invite him back, the actor back, to play someone else. I think they have been seeing the struggles that have been going on with the brand, and they said, what can we do to bring these people back to us? So DC doesn't kick our ass. So, hey, I know, let's get one of the most popular Avengers to come back as a villain. So it's either be Robert Downey Jr. or Chris Evans, in my opinion. And I don't know if they approached both. And Chris was like, I don't want to do that, but I'll come back as Johnny Storm real quick, real quick, real quick for Deadpool. Oh, and Deadpool Wolverine obviously was a huge success for them in this new phase. And so they were like, okay, well, let's just throw $1 billion at Robert Downey Jr. He'll do it, and he's back. That's just my personal opinion. Nothing wrong with that, too. You offer me the money that Marvel offers these actors to come and dress up in these costumes, I would do it, too. Okay? No shade at all. I think they are using Robert Downey Jr. to revitalize their franchise that, people do. I mean, comic book superhero fatigue is a real thing, especially if you aren't pumping out what good things that you are known for pumping out. The first couple phases of Marvel cinematic excellence. 10 years, we all sat here, tried to put the pieces together to figure out what was going on because they always didn't stick to the comics, line for line, bar for bar. So this announcement yesterday, we knew that Doom through Comic-Con when Robert Downey Jr. was announced, and that was a big hoopla. We knew Doom was going to be the next villain. Now, my comic book enthusiasts, let me know in the comments, reach out to me social media, at Jury Reviews. Also head over to juryreviews.com to, connect with other fans. Is Doom a bigger threat to the world than Thanos? Is he really? Are they really going to struggle to stop Doom? Or is my thoughts on Doom just misconstrued because of the other Fantastic Four movies that came out? I don't really know because, to be honest, I am a comic book fan. I have read comics. Fantastic Four wasn't one of those comics that I dove heavy into. It just wasn't. I'm an X-Men girly. I'm a Superman girly. I'm a Flash girly. I'm a Spider-Man girly. Okay. So I just don't really recall how much of a threat Doom is, outside of the Fantastic Four. I know he shows up sometimes, whatever, yada, yada, yada. So looking at this roster of actors that they have here that will be in Avengers Doomsday to, battle Doom, I'm assuming, is quite heavy. I mean, we have some heavy, heavy hitters here. And I'm like, you need all of that for Doom? I mean, I'm grateful that, some of our main people are here are coming back and they're needed. Like I said, I think to garner fan anticipation and to get people back into the theaters. Because no one, and I say no one, I mean, according to Marvel standards, no one really went to see Captain America, Brave New World. But it did really, really well. But I'm assuming they wanted it to do more. So we have coming to fight Doom, of course, Anthony Mackie, Captain America, Chris Hemsworth is Thor. I'm like Thor. Excuse me. I'm choking on it because I'm like Thor better not have a problem taking out Dr. Doom. Come on now. Come on now. Okay. Chris Hemsworth, Thor, Anthony Mackie, Captain America. Now that he's going to give Anthony Mackie a run for his money. Anthony Mackie doesn't have superpowers. So he's going to be his ass. He's going to be Anthony Mackie's ass or Captain America's ass, Sam Wilson's ass. He's going to beat him up. So I can understand why once Sam goes up against Dr. Doom, he's going to ring the alarm and call the rest of the Avengers. I get it. Vanessa Kirby, Sebastian Stan. Okay, you can't have a Marvel movie and especially Captain America without Bucky. Letitia Wright, she's coming back as Black Panther. Shuri, well, will she be Black Panther or will she just be Shuri? Because like, if she gave that up, right? Or I don't know. I'm sure she's gonna have the suit on. She's gonna have the suit on, unless they're gonna introduce. This will lead in tie into the third Black Panther movie. We'll just have to wait and see. Everything's very hush hush, of course, because it's Marvel. So you have so far. I said you have Thor, Captain America without any powers, superpowers. Winter Soldier and Black Panther. You still need more people to fight Doom? Okay. Ant-Man, Paul Rudd is coming back. Wyatt Russell, Dollar Tree, Captain America. Okay. Ebon Moss, Barack. I can never. It's not Barack. I can never say his last name. Y'all know the guy from The Bear. Simu Liu, I can't wait to see him. We haven't seen him since, his Rings movie. What has he been up to? Shang-Chi.
need him too for Doom?
I have such a hard time saying names. Yeah, I'm sorry. Tenoch Huerta Mejia. We know him as from Black Panther. Florence Pugh, you're gonna need a Black Widow. Kelsey Grammer, who I'm assuming will be Beast. Let's get into the X-Men because this is gonna bring me to my real point of what I'm mad at. Okay, Lewis Pullman, Danny Ramirez, Falcon, Joseph Quinn, Johnny Storm, David Harbour. Okay, M'Baku, Winston Duke. Okay. Hannah Joan came, excuse me, Hannah John Kamen, Tom Hiddleston. You can't have Thor and not bring Loki. He's a variant. We know he's alive, quote unquote. You need all these people for Doom? Doom? Okay. Let's get into it, X-Men. You're going to show me chairs for Patrick Stewart, Professor Charles Xavier, Ian McKellen, hello, Magneto, Alan Cumming, Nightcrawler is back, baby. Rebecca Romijn is here. Mystique is back, baby. You're giving me originals. You're giving me original X-Men, not new class. I live. I live. Hello, Cyclops James Marsden. You're here. I'm happy. He just did an interview not too long ago where he was talking about he didn't know if he was coming back. Did you see how they lie? You see how these actors lie. Channing Tatum's coming back for Gambit. You're getting into new X-Men. Now I'm having a problem. I'm having a problem. And well, of course, before we get into why I have a problem, and then Pedro Pascal, Fantastic Four, and of course, Robert Downey Jr. as Doom, who wrapped out the announcement, closing it out with a surprise appearance sitting in his director's chair. Now let's go back. I'm upset because I'm not understanding why we need such a heavy roster for Doom, other than to get these actors to come back and save Marvel from, the backlash that they've been receiving over these new phases. But you're going to give me Patrick Stewart, Ian McKellen, Alan Cumming, Rebecca Romijn, James Marsden, and you don't give me Halle Berry as Storm? Excuse me? The only Black X-Men that you have on your roster that we've really seen over all these years that y'all been doing these superhero movies, X-Men kicked it off with the original cast members I just mentioned, and you don't bring back Oscar-winning actress Halle Berry as Storm? Where is Storm? You want to go up against Doom and you want heavy hitters and you don't bring the goddess of fucking thunder, especially after they just had such a mega hit with the animated version of X-Men 97 and they gave Storm her fucking flowers in that fucking TV show when that cartoon, and you don't bring back Storm, mistress of elements, goddess of weather. Like goddess of thunder, and you don't put Storm in the same room as Thor? God of thunder, meet goddess of thunder. I wanted that team up since Marvel brought the X-Men home. I have been waiting, and you don't make that announcement? Are you kidding? Where's Jean Grey? In the grave, I guess. You don't have Scarlet Witch, so the next best thing is Jean Grey. Jean Grey and Scarlet Witch toe-to-toe? Come on! Where are the rest of the X-Men? Love Nightcrawler. He's amazing. I in X-Men 2, oh, what they did back then in that time with that CGI and what they did with Nightcrawler was amazing. Why are Halle Berry and Jean Grey left off? Where is Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds? You just had Deadpool Wolverine and they're not going to be in Doomsday. So this leads me to believe, and I heard a rumor, I saw a rumor or something on online on Blue Sky, that they're not done with the announcements, that there are going to be some more surprise cameos, that they don't want to announce everyone and they don't want to give out their full roster. You know how Marvel is. Nobody knew that Chris Evans was going to pop up as Johnny Storm in Deadpool and Wolverine. Until he popped up on our screens. No one knew Channing Tatum was there. No one knew Wesley Snipes was there. No one knew Jennifer Garner was there. Okay, I get it. You don't want to announce everyone. You gotta announce Storm, man. But you have to announce Storm. She is the most popular X-Men. Y'all like to push that as Wolverine. Y'all push and push and push that as Wolverine. Yes, he's popular. I'm not taking away from his popularity. Storm is more popular. Or equally popular, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm just telling the truth. And I'm not just being biased because she's my favorite character. She's a black woman and she's this guy. Marvel's telling you. Marvel has made it clear that she is super, super Omega level powerful. Where is she? And that's why I said Jean too. When Jean is the Phoenix, that bitch is bad. You're telling me that you need Thor and Black Panther and some of the villains, Loki, Namor, you need all of them. You need Professor Xavier to help you with Doomsday, with Doom, Dr. Doom, the little Fantastic Four villain. And you're not bringing your Omega level mutants out to play? We've been begging you for Storm. Just because you gave us the animated version, we want live action. It don't even have to be Hallie. I wanted to be Hallie, but don't have to be Hallie. You're doing the multiverse. Give us a different version of Storm then. Cast. I be seeing all these casting rumors about who they want in the Marvel Universe. Keke Palmer to play Storm. I've been hearing all this chit chat. Where is she? So I know one thing, Marvel. She better be in that movie. If you don't make an official announcement, when I go sit in that movie theater and I go watch Doomsday, I better hear some thunder and it not be from Thor. That's all I'm gonna say. So that's why I really wanted to come on here, y'all, and rant a little bit. Thank you for listening to my TED talk. Thank you for joining me in the screening room for a little bit of real chatter. Because I'm mad, y'all. I'm mad. You get a Shuri? Is the only black woman in the film? No, Okoye? Shuri? That's it? Where's the Marvels? The Marvels, where are they at? Where is everybody? I mean, you got a lot of people, but where is everybody? And that's all I really want to say. So y'all let me know. Correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe Doom is more powerful than what I'm giving him credit for. Maybe they're gonna up his powers because he's being played by Oscar winner Robert Downey Jr. I'm not sure. But I just had to get on here and talk about that, y'all. So we will be back for our regularly scheduled podcast where we'll talk about all your TV shows for the last 2 weeks because we were out last week. I had a little family emergency, so we couldn't record, but we'll be back. Thank you so much, so much for listening. It seems that you guys are responding more so on this audio podcast platforms, because we're here on, you've got to be listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Pandora. So you guys are responding more to that than just the video version that we've been posting on YouTube. So I thank you so much for your support. And I thank you so much to our sponsor for this episode. So until next time, y'all, Ashley will be back. I will be back and we'll be talking all things, the pits, Abbott Elementary, Grey's Anatomy, 911, your favorite TV shows, and of course, talking to some of your favorite TV actors. And don't forget to check out, we have a book club for all of our readers out there. Chapter Chat Book Club is a brand of Jeree Reviews Media, as well as our soap opera site for all the soap opera story fans. We have Soapwire, which is also a brand of Jeree Reviews Media, and we have some cool interviews up over there as well. So be sure to check it out. All right, y'all. I'm out of here until next time. Bye.